Hi, this is Professor Jennifer Martin from Western New England College School of Law. I'm here to talk to you today about the top 10 common mistakes that law students make on examinations. All right, let's get started. The first is poor issue spotting. On a law school examination, you have to be able to efficiently and accurately identify as many issues as time permits. One of the things about law school examinations is that each fact pattern typically has more than one issue presented in it, and many have several issues. So there should always be something in there for every law student to discuss. Well, the tricky part is, how do you learn to spot issues? Well, this is a skill that you practice every time you brief a case for class. The process on examinations doesn't differ significantly in analyzing problems presented. Many students do poorly on examinations because they're too bottom line oriented. They might ignore potential issues because they simply identify what they think is the most important issue. Or perhaps they see an area of conflict or an issue, but then they think that one or the other side has a much stronger position, so they simply conclude that the issue isn't worth extended discussion. Well, it probably does need to be discussed, and the relative strength of both parties' positions weighed. So, be sure to ask yourself, if that doesn't resolve the issue, the next argument or issue is, and then fill in your analysis. Let's move on to the second mistake, poor knowledge and understanding of the law. You have to be able to demonstrate that you know not just the rule of law, but why it applies to the specific facts before you. This means that you must be able to work with the relationship between legal rules. I teach contracts to first-year students, and I'm pretty confident that I could give my law students a copy of the Restatement Second of Contracts and ask them to go memorize the rules of law, and then come back in a few months and we'd have an examination. Well, I think they could all do that. But what is a trickier thing to ask law students to do is to be able to work with a relationship between the rules. With these questions, you have to be able to demonstrate your understanding that the facts present a number of possible causes of action using an organizational technique that demonstrates your understanding of the relationship between the wrongs or the issues presented. Or perhaps each issue may also have sub-issues. So you very much need to have both knowledge of the law and understanding of how the rules work together. The third common mistake is poor application. Now, by this I mean applying the law to the facts. Each fact pattern that you're given will have many legally relevant facts. Sure, there'll be some red herrings, but on most exams, just about all the facts have some relevance. Some common errors in fact application include, first, failure to use the facts. For instance, you can't just give mere statements of the law. Second, just simply restating the facts, that is, repeating the facts without drawing inferences from them in legal terms. And third, juxtaposition of the facts without explaining the analysis. All right, let's move on to the fourth common mistake. The fourth common mistake is students that give conclusory answers. This is probably one of the most common error. That is, the student makes statements of conclusions only. What you have to do on a law school examination is point out, even to a painfully obvious level, each and every step in your analysis. Equally important, you have to make the legal principles clear. Make sure you define all legal terms and list all elements of a claim, not just the ones that you think are most important. Don't assume that your reader will know what A or B are or how you got from A or B. Be explicit, complete, and clear. Fifth common mistake, lack of organization. This is probably the most costly mistake an examinee can make, is failing to organize the answer well. An answer which flails at the examination question without a plan, unfortunately, will overlook issues and connections between the issues. The next thing we want to talk about is the facts. You know, before you organize, you must know what you are organizing. It's the worst sort of false economy to hurry through the facts in order to start writing. Examination questions are very dense. Every sentence, every word might have significance. You should read a question through to get its general drift, then reread it with care. So, the sixth common mistake is errors in the facts. Make sure you get them correct. The seventh most common error is failure to understand the role given to you in the examination. The examiner will assign you, or typically assigns you, a specific role. That is, some examinations will simply say, discuss all issues. But many examinations will give you a specific assignment. For instance, if you're told to be an advocate, then you will necessarily approach a question differently than if you are put in the shoes of an impartial judge or a legislative draftsman. So make sure that you understand the role that you're given and that you make your discussion and your legal analysis in terms of that specific role. The eighth common mistake that students often make on examination is what I call padding. No examiner gives credit for the quantity of words that a law student writes. In fact, many answers can be given in fairly brief terms and still be plenty fully analyzed. So, a huge proportion of examination papers contain many paragraphs that should not have been written and for which no credit can be given. And so what that means is that you're spending your time writing where you're not earning points on the examination. Law school examinations are very rigorous and time-consuming, so you have to use your words efficiently. If you pad on some areas, it's not going to help you, and you may run out of time in order to finish the rest of the exam. The two most common varieties of padding are, first, regurgitating the facts, what I call, and I guess what I call wind-ups, very lengthy preliminary discussions of issues which might be involved, or of general policies or values like enforcing intention, or the scheme of organization the essay is going to utilize. Make sure you go ahead and approach your examination and don't pad the examination with things that aren't going to be rewarded. The ninth most common mistake is fact inventing. This one seems a little obvious, but it certainly happens on a regular basis. It's really an especially maddening trait of some examinees is just to manufacture facts. Quite often on examinations, there are very convenient facts that let issues be avoided. For instance, authority. You know, there are two opposite extremes to be avoided in citing cases and statutes. When relevant authority is close at hand, take advantage of the opportunity to make your answer more precise and lawyerly by citing the statutes and cases you're discussing. The greater failing, however, is senseless reference to authority. It weakens rather than strengthens your argument when you cite cases whose relevance you do not know and can't explain. So don't invent facts and don't use authority just because you can happen to remember that case. So make sure that you use the facts that are given and you use the relevant authority. The last common mistake that law students make is what I'll call question begging. The most recurrent error that we all make in legal analysis is just failing to justify our conclusions. This art has many forms. You know, be aware of the adverb clearly or the phrase, it is clear that. Examiners tend not to set questions up that can be resolved by sentences that properly begin with the word clearly. I don't mean to suggest that there are no easy issues on law school exams. There actually are. One thing your examiner is testing for is your ability to distinguish straightforward problems from complicated ones. A hallmark of a weak answer is that the student spends time thrashing an easy point to death rather than facing up to the hard problems. That concludes our top 10 common mistakes that law students make on examinations. I want to leave you with a few thoughts of the qualities of a good essay answer. A good essay answer by a law student will be lawyer-like. It will be responsive to the question asked. It will be logical, thought out, well organized, fact and issue centered, and finally, it will display cogent reasoning and good rule application. I hope that these top 10 common mistakes and the qualities of a good law school answer are helpful for you in the study of law. Good luck on your examinations.